A trillion-ton iceberg just dropped into the ocean. The floods are coming, brother. The forests are already burning. The warm water sharks are circling our cold water beaches. And the nuclear bombers are roaming the Alaska coast. While we inebriate ourselves with the constant cocktail chatter of social media, cattle prodded into 9-second attention spans, we find ourselves alone, as disconnected as Camus' stranger, worried that we just might be on the eve of destruction. How are we going to talk when they've torn down the bowling alley and left a big ass hole in the ground with a cyclone fence around it and the coffee shops are all drive-thrus? We chain-smoke our way through the cable news channel, surf through the dating sites, the porn sites, Googling for an answer. But the search engines show us only a caricature of the truth, and shopping therapy just fills up the closets, stacks up the halls. What are we going to do? And don't ask Alexa, because she'll just say, I can't answer that question, but you'll play Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones or I Just Want to Be a Billionaire by Bruno Mars. Gautama would tell us, we're living the dream, man. But we're all just blind to that elusive now. We need to stare into the void, rummage through the rubble, and find more being and less nothingness. But we're too busy trying to get to Trump's 4%, squeeze more output out of the same input. Who could possibly dance that fast? We need a slow two-step on an easy path down a wildflower canyon with the rhythm of a noisy brook guiding our steps. We need to crawl out of our foxholes, follow the green arrows out of this plane crash, show up unshaven without our makeup, and French kiss this lovely moment. Hold her like you really mean it. Leave the anxiety-ridden cacophony of this amplified age and get back to our acoustic selves. Unplugged at last, my brothers, my sisters, unplugged at last.